All right, this week for Thrill Hope, this month for Thrill Hope, I haven't recognized this. Luke actually pointed it out that, you know, as we equip and inspire people to do good works, that we've been like local, global. We've been on this rhythm of like talking about something local and then talking about something outside of here. And so this week, or this month, actually, I think that we're going to go, if Luke, you can go to the next slide, we're going to look at mercy ships. And so we're going to actually give to them. And this is the organization. When are your parents leaving, Angie?
So they just left. They're doing 2 months of training in Texas right now. And so I think it's the end, or it's in August, that they actually board the Africa Mercy. And then start
okay. Okay. Yeah, it's super cool. So, and we're going to show a video here in just a second, but I mean, in essence, it's a floating hospital, but it's not only a floating hospital, it's a floating educational hospital where doctors can come in and learn from them as well. And so I think that it's going to be cool, a cool month. I'm really looking forward to talking about mercy ships, and we have a video here, but in the video... What's that?
It's dental, too.
Oh, and dental. Okay. Do you guys support them? Okay. So you talk to the people from Mercy Ships?
Yeah.
Y'all are far more aware of Mercy Ships than I am. So I'm just going to, we'll go to the next slide and watch this video. But this is what we're going to be talking about. I don't know if you can play it from there. Can you? Yeah, there you go. So it's funny. I watched this video with Zeke this morning, and he goes, "Dad, if I had one of those things, they could fix me?" Yeah, buddy, they could. And then watching it this time, I was reminded, one of my favorite stories is Adoniram Judson, who was a missionary to Burma, and his wife was pregnant, and she had a kid on their way to Burma, and the kid died on the ship. This is in the 1800s, and the kid died on the way there, and they basically put the kid in the coffin and set it out to sea. And I was reminded... when my daughter was born, that's what we would have had to do because she had a cleft palate and micronathia. She couldn't eat. She was 29 weeks, so she was born early. And she was just super, small. And, what a blessing to have health care that can, take care of them. I mean, I wouldn't have a daughter right now if it wasn't for the great health care that we have. And so I'm super grateful for it. I'm super grateful for this. And so I'm excited for this month that we get to see... and support mercy ships. So anyway, thank you that we get to see and learn about mercy ships, Lord, and really what they're doing. I pray that, I thank you that we get to be able to participate in what they're doing in a small way. And so, Lord, I pray that as we learn, our hearts will be stirred for the things that stir your heart, Lord, that your love and care is shown through medical care there. And Lord, I just, I am grateful for it, Lord, that in sometimes you provide miracles by sending doctors. And so Lord, we thank you for the miracles that mercy ships are participating in. In Jesus' name, amen.